والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال تبارك وتعالى: إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. وقال تبارك وتعالى: قال الله هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم، لهم جنات تجري من تحت الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Beloved Satis, friends, in this worldly life we find that there are different things that we attach our hearts to, that we love certain things. Every one of us ask ourselves, what is most beloved to me right now? What do I adore? What do I love? We have to introspect and come to a point in my life that every breath I am taking, what's the reason behind this breath? Every beat of the heart is for what reason? What's the most beloved thing to me in my life right now? When it comes to the kuffar, what they love the most, ulama say that first inclination comes in the heart towards something. After inclination comes a love for it. After love comes emulation. Then we imitate. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the ummah at large is being addressed. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا. Don't be inclined. Shaykh Abu Hassan Ali Najwi rahimahullah says, this وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا means don't be inclined from the heart also. مَيْلَانِ قَلْبِ. The heart mustn't be inclined towards the ways of those that have oppressed themselves. What they've oppressed? Their own lives. What's the most beloved thing to us? Most beloved thing to the kafir also. You see, the most beloved thing to insan is his own life. He wants to live his life. Which one of us wants to give our life up? We say still young children he has. Still go to see the grandchildren. Still have to do this. Have to get them married. I want to see the hips khatam. I love my life. I don't want to give it up for anything in the world. I may say to my children also, I love you all. I may say to my wife also, I love you, the only one. You're the only one. That too, how deceitful. Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, a person went to the card shop. And he asked the person behind the counter, do you have a card that says it's only you? He says, yes, I have a card like that. Give me 10, please. Give me 10, please. It's only you. This dunya life. We love our lives the most. Kuffar love their lives. They're waiting for the weekend. And they say, Blue Monday. They say, Blue Monday. The moon is blue. Because what they did over the weekend. They love their life, they want to live it up. It's only one life we have. No rules. Obey your thirst, obey your passions. It's all brand names. Just do it. No hisab kitab. Don't worry about anything. It's all a mindset. Live your life. So they will live the life to the extent that now they're getting tired of life also. So tired of life, now they're jumping from bridges also upside down. Thrill in that. Because they don't have the thrill of jumping into sajda. Putting your head down to Allah. So they're jumping from bridges. And now the mu'min who hasn't found the sweetness of iman in salah, they say, perform salah with your heart. Read salah with your heart, not with your body. Then you see the enjoyment of sajda, the enjoyment of ruku. Allah made my back to bend in ruku. Allah made my knees to bend for sajda. Allah Ta'ala made the head to put it down. Allah Ta'ala made the joints to bend it for salah primarily. Then for the gym and then for the sports and it's not even made for that. Allah Ta'ala made this body for His obedience. They are using the body for everything else, investing so much investing so much on the physical body, from the nails to the hair, to the skin, and to what and what and what investing. But the ruh, the soul, famine, drought. They say the food of the body comes from the ground, and the food for the soul comes from the sky. Allah Ta'ala made the soul in the sky, made the body from the sand. Understand how much we are exploiting right now, how much we are taking in, just to make this body optimal. But the ruh is suffering. We love this worldly life, we also love this worldly life. Allah Ta'ala knows insan, Allah Ta'ala made insan, He knows the psycho of insan, He knows what pumps in the heart of insan. So Allah Ta'ala says, I know you love your life the most, you won't give it up. That's why, mashallah, when he comes to a mujahid in the path of Allah, he's taking his life on the platter, say, Allah, I'm offering it to you. I love you more than my life. One sahabi in the battlefield, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in qutiltu fa aina ana. Ya Rasulullah, if I give my life now, what will be my destination? The tashkil was two words only. Fil Jannah. Your boat will be in Jannah. It was a reality. فَأَلْقَى تَمَرَاتٍ كُنَّا فِي يَدِهِ ثُمَّ قَاتَلَ حَتَّى قُتِلْ. The few kajur he had in his hand, he threw it and he gave his life with the path of Allah never to return. Saqib Sahib Rahimullah will say, the Sahaba Ikram came in their heart, Ya Allah, we want to show you how much we love you more than our lives. We love you more than our lives. To love of Allah, to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to love the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Recently, our Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib asked us, he said, we look at the Ummah in Gaza right now. He said, what are you doing for them? Simple question Moana asked, have you changed your breakfast a little bit just for them? You were eating two slices, make it one now. Have you at least changed your breakfast? Just one meal a day, just to feel the pain, Ya Allah, this is for the Ummah. Not even that we have changed. Illa mashaAllah. So how to get the Sahaba Ikram thought to themselves, Ya Allah, how do we show you our love, our commitment, our loyalty? Wahi came down that if you take all the oceans of the world, times 7, turn them into ink, and take all the trees, turn them into pens, and write kalimat, the praise of Allah, the love of Allah, kibriya of Allah, azmat of Allah, all this will come to an end. The Sahaba Ikram thought, Ya Allah, we can't even write your praises. We can't even write how much we love you. How do we show Allah our commitment and our love? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah instilled in their hearts, if you really want to show me your love, O my Sahaba, then you will have to write my love with the ink of your blood. This was commitment. So they went in Badr, they went in Uhud. They didn't write kitabs, they didn't write history with the pens. They wrote it with their sweat and their blood. That the Ummah will read this till the day of Qiyamah. We loved Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam more than our lives. This was commitment. Dunya, وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ وَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Allah said, don't dunya deceive you. Don't let dunya lie to you. And who likes to be cheated upon? Who likes to be lied? Who likes to be deceived? Ulama say, the biggest deceiver in my life is who? Myself. I am lying to myself. I am working to earn so much that actually is beyond my lifespan also. I'm working till then, beyond my lifespan. But you know the reality of the qabr. We're going to go in there. So we make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When you wake up in the qabr, Ya Allah, we have a big room like this. The aircon is on, sitting on a nice chair, the food is served, the big screen is on, you're seeing your jannat. Allah say, look at your jannat. Just now you're going to be there. You're browsing online. And you see all the holiday spots and you're clicking away. We'll book here, we'll book there. Allah say, all the resorts, I got it for you in jannat. Your private beach, your private yacht, your private jet, everything is yours. Relax and enjoy. You made your miles. You made it, enjoy it. And before you can finish the show, Allah says, it's time to move now. Allah, I didn't finish it yet. The jannat is waiting for you. Bought your A380, now you made the miles, business class. And now the hurs are waiting, not the haram stewards. The urza waiting for you. You made your minds in the path of Allah. You gave your 3 days, you gave your 40 days, you gave your 4 months. Ahlan wa sahlan, welcome, welcome. Dunya didn't deceive you. He knew the reality of this worldly life. So you gave it up for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah has given us this one life to be given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love our lives. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, I know you love your life, you don't want to give it up. Wali Ahmad Lassab, Tambarakatu once again to South Africa. And we are having breakfast at Wali Madni Sahab's house in Camberdown, Rahmatul Ali. And they say, Junubi Afrika ke Dastar Khan, Tafannun, Rang Barang. Dastar Khan tablecloth of South Africa is different colors, different variety of cheese, and the cereals, and the sunny side, and this side, and different varieties. Mana saw all of this, he said, wah, 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 dekho, Junubi Afrika, ke Dastar Khan. Kya rang hai, what color this is, look at you, how you all eat in this country. Then he said, mujhe bahut khushi hai. I'm very happy for you all. What Allah Pak has given you all in this country, I've traveled the world. Go to certain countries in Africa, they got plenty of domestics, but they don't have your infrastructure. Went to Europe also, small houses they have, but technology. That country, they got 2-3 ni'mats, very high level. That country, Australia, New Zealand, security, very good. He says, your country, everything above standard level. Everything you're enjoying at one time. Whether the food, the houses, the air cons, everything is shortcut. When you're in Nizamuddin also, Hazrat met us over there. And then he's telling us, telling the local ulama, they says, these ulama came from South Africa all the way here to India. So he's telling the local ulama, you know what they left behind? These boys are so spoilt in their country. And when they are born also, they don't even drink plain milk. Chocolate milk pita hai. They bring chocolate milk. They're so spoiled. Garam, in summertime they have a bath of hot water. The boy said, wow, Hazrat, in summer? Garam pani? Hot water? He said, yes. They left all of that. They got shortcut, they got geyser, they got microwave, they got toll road, they got cell phone, they got everything. All the shortcuts. But the shortcuts to reach Allah, they have to come out in the path of Allah. To learn the shortcut to Allah, they have to come in the path of Allah. They won't get it at home. So Ma'ana says, the ni'mas and bounties you're enjoying in this country, in the world, nobody's enjoying like you all. Nobody in the world is enjoying like you all. I'm very happy for y'all, and I'm very afraid. I'm afraid when you begin to think, ye mera hai, innama utituhu ala ilmin indi, that I receive all this because of my own intelligence. Qaruniyat. Qarun, the cousin of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, had this mindset. All this I got, meri hunar ki wajah se, because of my intelligence, meri hushyari, my intelligence, I made it. Allah Ta'ala sunk his entire empire in the ground. And sunk him also. I'm very happy for you all, but very afraid also. Once you begin to think, my house, my business, my this, my that, then I'm very afraid. When you cling onto it and you hold onto it, you say, what is the spiritual zakat of your home? What is the spiritual zakat of your car? Spiritual zakat. He says, the beautiful bedroom Allah Pak gave you, and the soft bed Allah Pak gave you, the nice aircon room, fresh sheets, the oud burner is on, wah, he says. Sometimes, kabi kabi, sometimes, sacrifice the room Allah gave you, that house, to come and sleep in the house of Allah. Come and sleep in the house of Allah. Eat on the Dastar Khan of Allah. For the love of Allah, Ya Allah, you gave me, before you have to sleep in your qabr. Come in the house of Allah. And make fikr on your families also. Don't forget the families. I love my life, I love my family also. We're doing it for the children, we're doing it for the children, we're doing it for the children, we're doing it for the family. We're working hard. I ask you, my dear brothers, many of the brothers that, so to say, they made it. We made it in life. How many of the brothers asked them that their father left behind maybe 10 million in the bank for them? He said, no, he didn't leave anything. Allah Ta'ala blessed me. But in living with the anxiety, it wasn't happened to my children. That anxiety wasn't happened to my children. Allah can't give them also. Allah can't protect them also. An example of ulama give. Person has a beautiful home. The wife says after some time, outdated, let's update. No problem. I love the wife. I'm working for you, working for the children. Let's do up the room a little bit. Labbaik wa sa'adik. Wal khayru bi yadi. Goodness in my hands. Goodness in my hands. The Mokitani Sahib gave the example. He says that many a time they don't realize I'm playing God in my family's life. I'm playing God. I'm calling the shots. Youngster went for proposal. Pious youngster, future father-in-law, if had to be his father-in-law, asked him, how are you going to look after my daughter? He says, I'm going to study hadith and Quran and fiqh and do khidmat of deen. And God will provide. See, I understand that. But how you look after my daughter? He said, I study hadith, Quran and fiqh. God will provide. He says, okay, but my daughter has a certain standard of living. So what are you going to do about that? I study hadith, Quran and fiqh and God will provide. So Rabbi, think about it. So the man went in the house. Wife asked him, how was the interview? He said, hey, boy is very good. Every time I asked him, what is he going to do? He says, study hadith, Quran and fiqh and I'm going to provide. And I'm going to provide. I'm the God. Na'uzubillah. Father, running the house, wife says, update the room. Dabbaik wa sa'adik. We're ready. What you want. Whatever you want. How you want it. Want a new carpet? Change it. New curtains? Let's change it. Let's change the lighting also. Can dim it. Put some LEDs, LCDs around the bed. All these things you can dim it. Put it. Clap the hands. Clap it this way, that way. Say, on, off, what will happen for you? No, but as you want it. Did everything, alhamdulillah, change the sheets also. They must match, change the sheets also. Now the bathroom too is outdated. Let's do the bathroom also. Did the bathroom finish? Daughter will come, Abba, what about my room? Outdated, let's do what color you want, pink, lilac, purple, let's do it. New lighting, as you want it. Alim says, first night, rooms are done up, everything is fresh, nicely done, nice, oud burner is on also, relax, aircon. Puts his daughter to bed. 1 hour later, she's crying, yelling for her life. Father runs and says, what happened? Had a bad dream. Said, don't worry, I'm here, nobody will touch you. Put the light on, put it on, dim a little bit. Don't worry about anything, Abba is here. Satisfies her, makes her feel secure. Wife also is happy. You say, by the qasam of Allah, he didn't make fikr to design her qabr. He never sat with his family for talim and told them that one day you're going to go alone in the grave. Oh my daughter, you're going to go alone in the grave. The daughter will go in the grave. Allah forbid that then the hiding will start. Munkar and Nakir will come. She can shout the whole night, the father is sleeping. Then she'll curse that father. You never gave me deen. The wife will go in the cupboard. There's no aircon here. In the room, I couldn't take one mosquito. Whole night is biting me. Beautiful room. Just one mosquito took the sukoon of the whole night. In the cupboard, not one mosquito, one fly. Allah protect us, the scorpions, the snakes biting away. One salah got missed. Zakat wasn't given. Incorrect yaqeen. Incorrect conviction. The wife will shout, oh my husband, what did you do to my qabr? What did you do to my qabr? Now is the time, my dear brothers, we have time to sit with the family and ask the wife. Ask the children, what's our niyat of life? What's your niyat of life, my wife? You're staying with me in this house, what's your intention of living with me? The only till here, to my nose, to my dunya? Me as a husband, what's my niyat of living with you? Oh my daughter, you my amanat. My son, you are my amanat. What's your intention living over here? Just for a holiday? To get some education? To make some wealth and some money? You're going alone in the qabr. Oh my wife, before you reach, I'm going to design your qabr now. I'm going to do the carpeting now. I'm going to put the carpet. I'm going to put the downlighters. I'm going to put the curtains. Silken bedding of Jannat. I'm going to do it now for you. For my daughters, I'm going to do it now for you. There's only one chance we have. This life that we love has to be invested for our akhirat. And at home, we know we can't do it. We have to get builder, carpenter, plumber, electrician. For deen also, we have to go out. We have to learn our deen. So when I come back home, I'm equipped now to teach my children, to teach my family. We're going to qabr, we're going to akhirat. And we have to make our points, our a'mal. Before we reach there, we got to pay all our debts to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, our namaz, our Quran, our dhikr. And the ulama say, the promise of Allah, you do deen work, Allah ta'ala will give you dunya also. It's so simple. I'll just go to a hadith and we'll conclude. One hadith is Qudsi. من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. Allah تبارك وتعالى said, the person who hurts my friend, I declare war against him. And the hadith continues that my banda continues coming closer to me by his fara'is. All his fara'is he performs, he gets close to me. With our fara'is salah every day. As Allah Ta'ala once said, wuzu correct, ghusl correct, our arkan, our sunnats in salah, all correct. As Allah once said, 5 times namaz. Allah says, you get closer to me. He continues with nawafil. With nawafil. Then Allah Ta'ala through his nawafil, I become his sama'u alladhi yasma'u bih. I become his ears with which he hears. I become his hands with which he touches. I become his feet with which he walks. Allah says, I become his. Two interpretations. Understand, my dear brothers. This is a nuska prescription to get our deen and dunya. We haven't asked ulama ikram till today, how do I make my dunya through my deen? Make my dunya my deen also. Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to take out time from the masjid to go to business. We take out time from business to go to masjid. They were opposite. Because they knew everything is here under the musalla, so to say. It's under the musalla, it's there, Allah has kept it there. Allah has kept every salah, come pick up. Come and pick up, come and pick up. Allah, I'm busy, I can't make it now. What are you supposed to get in 2 years, defer to 4 years, 4 years to 8 years, 8 years to 16 years, and I'm 80 years old, and I'm still working. What happened? You didn't pick up. Allah had it for you. All the books are ticked, all the farai is done. All the nawafil, we have ishraq in the morning. Allah Ta'ala makes your work easy for you. Hajj and Umrah sawab you got. Salatul Duha, upper stand 11 o'clock. Sadqa for the whole body. Joint pain, ligament pain, back pain. Salatul Duha, ilaj for it. You give sadqa for all your joints. Come your awabin salah. 6 rakats after the maghrib. 6 rakats after maghrib, Allah Ta'ala gives the reward of 12 years nafil ahead. We didn't understand it also, till our sheikh told us. 6 rakats extra, the boss tells you, I want 6 minutes only, container is coming. Just for 6 minutes extra, I'll give you 12 years advance salary. Say, Subhanallah, my dua got accepted. 6 minutes, 12 years, unless I'm giving you every day. Every day I'll give you. Come and take from me. Come to Isha Salah. Person who reads 4 rakats after Salatul Isha. 4 rakats, we're reading over 2 sunnat, 2 nafil, 3 witr, 2 nafil sitting down. We got 4 rakats. In between all of that, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give you the reward of those 4 rakats equal to performing it on the night of Qadr. 1,000 months every night I'm getting it. And make the need of the Hajjud also. The Nafil. Got my Nawafil. Allah said, I become your ears, I become your hands, I become your eyes, I become your hands, I become your feet. 2 interpretations. Ulama say that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will involve you only in halal. No sin, Allah will protect you. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Allah said, I become a barrier between you and your own heart. Your heart has to go to a haram, I'll pull you away. How it happened? Allah is on your side, you need an awafil. One interpretation. Other interpretation, ulama say, Allah says, whatever you look at, whatever you touch, whatever you walk towards, I will turn it gold for you. I will turn it to gold for you. Why? Because you're already in my system of nawafil and fara'is, I will make your dunya easy so you can do this for me. I enjoy your sajda. Only you enjoying it, now I enjoy it. So I'll make your dunya easy also. You might think, I cut my hours down for my shop, I'm giving more time over here. Allah says, that is running your shop. Your sajda is running your shop. Your ruku is running your wholesale. Your qiyam is running your business. Just to nawafil and fara'is. One example, a businessman went to China recently, in the hardware business. He says, we went for the show. Astute businessman was walking ahead of me in the show. He walked by a few, whatever they have there now, few products people were selling. He walked past it. So he says, I also walked past and I saw it, and I saw this product. He said, this product, I can make money here. How come he didn't see it? He said, I saw it. I said, this is what we need in the market. I said, you didn't see it. Your Nawafil saw it. Because you read Ishraq every day. You read Awabin every day. You're reading your Tahajjud after Isha every day. It wasn't that you saw it. Your Nawafil saw it. Allah Ta'ala showed you. He doesn't do it. He just walked past it. To the extent of ulama say, the person who will come to a Nawafil, he says, even Allah Ta'ala will move for him dead stock also. Because his heart is alive. His heart is alive in the muhabbat of Allah. Allah moved dead stock. How it happened? Allah sent it. Because Allah wants you free. So Allah Ta'ala has given us such a beautiful deen for us to exploit, to design our qabr, design our akhirat for our family, our children, the enjoyment of life, and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To learn this, my dear brothers, we have to go out in the path of Allah. Where we are free from our responsibilities. Where we can sit down and think for myself, what am I? What am I doing in this world? What's the niyat of my life? Who am I living for? Is deen coming into my life? Is deen coming into my life? This is the main question Allah is going to ask on the day of Qiyamah. Ma deenuk in the qabr, ma rabuk ma deenuk. Who is your Rabb and what is your deen? For this we have to take out some time and strive in the path of Allah to understand the purpose of my life. For this, who is the deen, inshallah? To give some time in the path of Allah. We make intention, Allah will take us out. Write in the names. We make our intentions, inshallah. This is the path of learning iman. Such as tabligh jamaat. This is an effort of deen. Where I can learn my deen. And whoever went, my dear brothers, whoever went, never regretted. Whoever went, never regretted. And those that never went, they are still thinking, maybe I'll go. As we say in dunya, it won't happen, I have to make it happen. But in deen, what we say, it'll happen. It'll come. But dunya, we don't say it'll happen. We say you have to make it happen. Who's ready, inshallah? Give our names intentions. Intention, Allah sees the intentions. Allah sees the intentions of the heart. Make intention, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept. We have the need in the heart also. Make dua to Allah. Allah accept my wealth, time, family, children for the khidmat of deen. These on Jamaat leaving from the Masjid Mawla, kya tashkeel hai? Chilla Jamaat leaving, inshallah. 1st of December. Jamaat for 40 days leaving also from this Masjid, alhamdulillah. 1st of December. The 15th again, some brothers are leaving. Different amounts of time, 40 days, 10 days, whatever time we have. One brother came to the Masjid, he sat in the bayan, he got inspired to give his time in the path of Allah. Now he needs to apply home for application visa to go in the path of Allah. My brother told me recently, Mufti Sahib, I got visa approved. But then on the supper table, I got death threats also. Death threats. You can go, but. You can go, but. He said, death threats. Now. I know what to do. Brother went home, told the wife, I went to the Masjid with the bayan, and came my heart, I want to give some time in the path of Allah. What? Where you have to go? No, just 3 days only. No, you can't go 3 days. Your family is at home, security problem, children are small, they need you at home, everything. Just forget about it. He said, Chalo, forget about it. 2 weeks time he came back home, he said that email came from that company in Dubai, say I must start next week. Yeah, you better start booking it quickly. Yeah, it's 1 year contract. No problem, we'll make Sabara look after the children, no problem. You go and you get it done. You better check the prices quickly, ticket price mustn't go up also. Say, Inna lillahi, yaqeen of dunya. Love of dunya. Love of deen, no. Children are young, can't go, security. When it comes dunya, go. Allah give us a reality, my dear brothers. What are we here for? Tomorrow we're going to go. We're going to leave behind these amanats. Allah Ta'ala keep them on the right path. Is what we invest. Sa'id bin Musayyib Rahimullah will say to his son, that Ya Bunayya, utilu salati li ajlik. Oh my son, I lengthen my salah for your sake. That possibly through my taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will take care of your deen. How much I will push, Allah Ta'ala will take care of you. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الله العز الأكرم. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. آمين. جزاكم الله.